Tosfos before one more point just before we go by to Tosfos on Yedzana Beis, the bottom Tosfos raises a question. The more discusses Mechosh Lebafonov, whether it's a valid Mechor or not. The real issue over here, whether is a Chazak of Shlebafonov is a valid Chazak or not. That's really the question over here. So Tosfos wants to know, why does the more focus on the Mechor? It should focus on the Chazak. So Tosfos says that the Iker issue over here is the Mechor. That we will assume that a chazakah, or what's the issue? If they're intuitive in places, can we assume A, that the owner is aware of the fact that somebody's in his fields? And B, can we, if he would make a mechor, can we assume that it got back to the machzik, thereby generating this issue he should have held on to the shtar? Stoic says that the curl of the fellow sitting in the field is a stronger curl than the curl of the mechor. Like people in the city who are there, who know about the ownership, and they see that the new guy's in the field, that's something which will be discussed. And then once it's discussed, etc. So that's not the issue. The issue is, can we rely on the fact that the mechor will travel back to where the machzik is, and therefore the machzik loses his argument that why he doesn't have a shtar. So if we can't rely on that, so the machzik has to be aware that that maybe the Baalim made a mechor and he just wasn't aware of it, so you'd have to hold on to the shtar. So therefore the chazakah is not valid. So the main problem ends up being the mechor, not the chazakah. The mechor shel b'fanav is where it's problematic. Okay. So the Gemara, the topic of Chesam and Aleph. So we're still trying to find a case. Rabbi Yehuda chose the case of Sadashu Shalavicha HaYisov. So he's discussing with the children about something of the father, rather than discussing something directly. Your fields and I bought it. That's the more discussed before. So more said, the more dismissed that. Well, this thing murder Yeshua, but I'm the chaver mona levisim imcha. Parat elcha shehu neman. If the person was not tevayah him, according to Rashi or according to Tosis. But if there's no proof to it at all, and he has an option of totally denying it, and he chooses not to, he could have said, I never borrowed from you, but he says, I borrowed from you, but I paid you back. So, he'd be Neman. Okay. So Morris says, so why do you say that case? Now, he's obviously coming without a shtar, because then it is Shor Shachal Fanecha, he's not Neman the Zay Parati. So the case was that it was a Milbal pet, and he's saying there was a loan, but I paid. Morant says Mishum the Kabbai the Missy Sefer Im Yesh Eden Mishu Lava Mimenu. So we would the parallel case that the Mishnah discussed the case of the Eden. What would Eden be in this scenario? The Eden that he borrowed money. Whoever Paratif but then he's not believed anymore because the once he's Eidim that he borrowed, he doesn't have a Peshas or Peshiter anymore. And he will not be believed. That's what we would have to, that would be the parallel construction to what we have in the Mishnah. But, for Kaimalon, Hamal Vashaber Be'edim, and a circle of part of Be'edim, the person lends money to somebody. The lawyer is believed to say that he paid, and even if the mal was machmir dafka to get edim, we don't say that what he's doing is telling him, listen, if I'm machmir to get edim about the loan, I'm saying I don't trust you, therefore you're not going to be a believer, say you parati unless you can bring edim. The mikra then parati is believed, he's muhsik and was machmir la baraya, prove they didn't pay. You'd have to say there's some type of condition being written into the loan that I'm saying yes, Mikra is Mishmu believe the Separati, but we're going to make up that you only believe the Separati if you bring Edom. Otherwise, you're not believing because I don't trust you. How do I prove that? All right, I brought Edom. If I forget Edom alone means I don't trust you. So I don't trust you to say Separati either. So we don't say that. There is an opinion in the Gemara that says that. But we, Paskin, ain't no circle of Parabahidim. That wouldn't be a case, as a Mishnah could say. Okay. Okay.
The listener is. It's like this would be a stronger case, a better case.
Well, the more, all the cases which we have, which we're contrasting it with, were direct. They weren't moving the players back to somebody who wasn't here. The man and the woman are having a sitz with regards to the ksuba. We're discussing with the woman revisiting her status. Right? They're saying, so the players are all here, or the players are theoretically here, we're discussing them. And all of a sudden he says, okay, he's more in a case where we're discussing the father. So why can't we find a case where he's murdered? We're discussing the two of them. It's still the Rishu was murdered. That will explain the first two questions. The third question is going to be more difficult to explain based on that. But let's see Rashi. The Gemara suggested on Yizayin and Mabez, we could have given an alternate case in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asked one alternate case. The Gemara asked a second alternate case. The Gemara is going to ask a third alternate case. Kesi Rashi, Tap Rashi on Yuches and Manav. Listening Mono Levisim Mchob. Milsa the Rishua Lashmina the Ashmina the Murder Hecha Dein Shoshacha Lufanecha. That Rishi Rishua comes along and says that in a case where there's not Shoshacha Lufanecha, there's nothing generating a claim. The Rashi learns, then Rishua is Murder. Masha Lashmina Bekarka. Why did he pick a case of karka? Basically, mislay ba'avim, and therefore, once he picks a case of karka, he's forced to discuss the father. A mishum seifa, because, like the Mora said, because the seifa, even if there were edim that belonged to the father, he wouldn't be believed. And the Mora challenged that. Why not the heshne chazaka? Rather, linka milsim and metaltalin, we shouldn't be the day gufe. Instead of running to karka, which you're forced to go back to the father, you can discuss the case of metaltalin and allow him to discuss himself. Okay.
Interesting. It says metaltalin. I mean, is a halva.
Well, we're contrasting it with karka, so. Okay. Never made a right to Belashua. I'm not sure what Rashi wants with that. Okay, the more it says, if my question was that there's some benefit to discuss a case. A case of a halvor. Further, Markashu listening murder b'shua b'armer lechaveroi, mana lavicha b'yadi v'ha'chalti peras. If we're willing to contemplate the case of the father, but it has the advantage of talking about metaltim, which is a parallel construction to what we're discussing about the case of ksuba. She's asking for money. So here's another case where there's a discussion of money, of a payment, and here Yeshua's Maida. What's the case? He says, "Mana lavicha biyadi, hechalti peras. I owed your father a mana. and I paid back, I've used up half of it, which means half of the money I don't have anymore. I've given it back. So even though he's a mother of mixes, shunemun. Okay, so
good morning, Jonathan Schnatter.
Okay, so so in that situation, he's believed. Whereas it's a libid demand. The Morris is going to quote a brisa. The Morris is saying that Yeshua would not fit with either part, either mandam and the brisa. Yehuda the rabbanon ha'amri meisha v'beda havi. Yehuda b'lezim and Yaakov ha'amr Yeshua boy. So, Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov says that he needs Yeshua in that case. He's not Neman. So that's that. This suggests, and you're saying, we're not going like Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov. The Rabban, on the other hand, say that the normally when the, we're dealing with the actual malva and the loiva, we have a chazaka ein other meis panav b'fnei bal chayva. The person will not have the chuspah to deny directly to the person who lent him. Therefore, when he's mitzvah mixes, he's not doing, it's not because of any generosity of his spirit. It's because he doesn't feel comfortable totally denying the possibility, the fact that there was a loan. However, we don't extend a chazaka to the children of his Baal Chayv. So if the Baal Chayv died, the children are coming to him and saying, you owe us money, he can very extremely comfortably say, no. No, I don't. He doesn't feel it is a hazus upon him, or an hazus upon him, but he doesn't necessarily feel like that. He'll be mayus. So now, when he decided not to be mayus, but to admit she's a meshav aveda, he's getting as we're getting something back which they wouldn't have gotten otherwise, and therefore he's putter from Yeshua. But that's true even if the child was teveya him. So you don't need any shoshach lefanecha over here. The point is, we're trying to find a case where Yeshua comes along and says, since there was nothing compelling him to respond, i.e. the person's claim of bezin, that's when he's believed. That the marks, because it's called ain shoshach lefanecha. There's nothing precipitating this whole conversation. The
person's what?
But when the person is teveyim in bezin. Yeah, it sounds like Yeshua would not be mitzvah. But if you hold like the Rabbanan, he's a Meshav Veda. Even if the child is Tavei him, he's going to win. So if according to Rabbanan, the army Meshav Veda have it, and if, even if the child would be Tavei, he would still be part. There's cases where a person would swear truth based on his own title. The boy is going to clarify what that means. Kate said, if he says, seemingly in Yeshua's case, he says to the child, you know, I owed your father money, and I've used up, I've relieved myself of some of the money, I paid it back. So he's a mother of mixes. Raising Nishba. So he has to swear, and the tviya is 100, and he's mother to 50, so it's mother of mixes, he has to swear. That's the case, the person will be Nishma, Altanis Atzma. Again, the more is going to explain what that means. That's the Reblesim and Yaakov. No, the person is a Meshav Veda because he could as easily deny the whole thing. And when he doesn't, he is benefiting the children. He's part. Now, Samora says that this brisa of that a person is nishbal tanis atzmai, so comes up merav. That's only b'tanur katan. That's when the child, there is someone being tveya him. Whereas you're asking me that Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua's been like Elazar ben Yaakov, and he told me the case of the child was not Tevea. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov told me the case where the child was Tevea. The Gemara says, what do you mean? V'omer mar ein nishpoin al tainis kershel tevekotin. So how could Lezim and Yaakov say that situation has to swear if the claimant is Kershet or a Katan? Well, the Nitva doesn't have to swear. So my answer is my Katan Gozel. We're talking about that the person who was being Teveya was an adult. If I carry the cotton, so why did Rav refer to him as a cotton? The guy immediately the aviv cotton who. But Rav's point was that the person who was being teveya was unfamiliar, and that's where we have Mechukas in Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Is that enough to make him swear? Yes, I'm going to say no. In the case of the person was not the person was not teveya at all. Even Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said these potter. So it's why you're referring to this case that he's swearing on his own claim? It's somebody else's claim is claiming from him. Some more answers. The point is that he's murdered himself. The more says, I mean, every case is kulu tanosa tanis acherim with dos atzmin. Every case of murder mixes Reuben is tveyim and Shimon is murder. Like, you know, what do you mean? What are you saying? Alahaka but a rabbi can miflugi. Okay. Rashi learns that we're going back to saying the tana was the tana of a katan. Since the Tana of a Katan, we can refer to it in the phrase of Tanis Atzmoy, because the Tveya normally does not generate a Shua. Okay, so what? Why does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say that this Tveya does generate a Shua? Okay, Elohacha ben Rabba kemiflugi, Domer Rabba. If they ma'am retero, murder mixes satana yeshava. Why is it the law that murder mixes has to swear? Rashi, this gemara comes up in a few places. Rashi's in Mamatiya says, he should be considered a Meshiv Aveda, which is a very compelling type of amigo. He had the option to deny the whole thing. And instead of denying the whole thing, he admitted, had he denied the whole thing, it'd be part of the Raisi's part of a Meshua. So now when he admits something, he has to swear. Like, what happened to the concept of amigo? Could have denied and said he was admitted. So it should indicate he's saying the truth. So Why would he have to swear in that circumstances? Which means we're questioning what he's saying is true or not. He has a very compelling migu. He has a meshe aveda. So there the chareidim say, why did Rashi use meshe aveda? Just say he has a migu. Because there's a machlokes in shuas whether migu after mishua amrina or lo amrina, whether migu can relieve a person from a chiyuv shua. Rashi is saying over here, but even if you hold migu after mishua lo amrina, Rashi is arguing with the case of a meshav aveda. That's such a compelling migu. Everybody agreed that path is shum mishua. So why does the Torah say you have to swear? So my answer is, Chazaka ain't on Meir's partner b'fnei bal chayva. The truth is, so what are you saying? Because he had an option of denying. He doesn't have an option of denying because it's a chutzpah. The person
such an obvious
when he had an option of giving zero, and he chooses to give something, he's going to do the guy a favor. Okay. So Morris says, you're arguing they had an option of denying totally. That's not true. That'd be a chazus ponim in front of the person who knows the truth and did him a favor, and he's going to deny it. The person normally would not have the chutzpah to do that. So therefore, v'hai b'kulei boy de l'chvari, he would like to deny the whole thing. So he just, that's not an option. He doesn't want to, he doesn't feel comfortable doing that. All migos are built, predicated on he had another option. He doesn't really have another option. He's not comfortable doing that. Okay, the word says, one second. If this chazaka is true, that the person not that should work to his advantage as well. But now that he's not Kefir Kol, he's one of the mixers, it would be true that he owed more. Reuben claims 1,000 and Shimon says 500. Well, a person wouldn't have a chutzah to be made his punim if they bought chayva. He must be saying the truth. So why does he have to swear on the 500, more on the second 500? If it's true that he owes 1,000, he wouldn't have the chutzah to be made his punim. To deny that he doesn't owe the other 500. Versus a bekuli by the loydly. No, the truth is, it really could be that the Tamei is saying the truth, and really the nitva would like to admit to the whole thing because he feels uncomfortable denying. But behind loydly, kehegdel lishtamet lay the sever ad the haver lizuzi upranale. So he says. He has a problem. He doesn't have the money to pay right now. He doesn't want them to be forced to sell property or whatever issue they're going to pressure him into right now under the circumstances of the fact that he wants his money to the money. He says, you know what? I'm not really denying. I'm not really, trying to steal from him, what he deserves. He has to do me a favor. I'll pay him back, just not right now. He wants to be mishtamet. He wants to find some way to sort of finagle out of the person's claim. Not that he doesn't, and he's saying his mind, I'm not having the chutzpah of denying it and I'm not paying him. I'll pay him when I have money. But so we say that that's what's going on. Well, he doesn't have a right to do that. The person has a right to get his money right now. He's being tevei him. Okay, his worship says, okay, fine, are you willing to swear that you're the only owe half? No, so then pay. Okay. That's how Tosis learns the second half of the conversation, the Kuli Boy Deloitte Delay. What was Robert coming to explain? But Rashi in other places in Shas has a little bit of a different explanation. Let's assume that explanation for now. Now, applying this to the children of the Malpa. Rebbe and Yaakov suffer. Lo yishna boy, lo yishna boy bnoi. Ein ha-meir. Hechala meishim ha-meir ha-havi. So the meishim ha-meir is that the person, by a child, so the child does not really know about the loan. The child did not do him the favor. So he might feel very comfortable denying to the child. As equally comfortable to deny the whole thing as to deny half. So if he had an option to deny the whole thing and he only denies half, he's a Meshav Aveda. However, if you say that by the child is also uncomfortable to deny the whole thing, so he's not a Meshav Aveda anymore. So Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Savar Lo Yishna Boy Lo Yishna Boy Lo Yishna Boy Lo Yishna Boy. By child also, the person will not be Meis. So if he doesn't have an option of Kefer HaKol, he's not doing the fellow a favor, doing the children a favor by admitting. No, he would be mazed by the child, and therefore he had an option of doing it. And then he did not choose that option. So then, he's doing the children a favor, giving them back the money. So therefore, why he doesn't have to swear on the remainder. Okay. See Rashi. Okay, we're holding by Rashi, the top of Yechesed Ben Aleph, the fourth line. I paid half of the loan back. Shunemir below Shua, and Rabbi Shua is saying that he will leave without a Shua. Ahob ben Shoshach on the phone up. But why does he believe? Because there's nothing compelling over here which is making him do this. And there's a Kiddush over here, even though he's one of the mixes, that would be the Kiddush of the murder of Yeshua. In this situation, he wouldn't have to swear because there's no Tevei. And that being Yeshua's Yisoid, when there's no Tevei, he's believed. So leave the man. So I think about how Milson Beshuas. We have a chagas tanoim like the Mor is going to quote in a second. So who's it going like? If you remember Beshua Hachi, if Beshua would say the case that you're suggesting, look, it's not going to go like either Tana. Digger Abonon, Bamer Filo Tzoyboi. Even if the person, if the children don't have Tevei, but then Moida, if it mixes, and then the person when it mixes, even when they're Tevei, Meshav Aveda Hu. How do I know that some of the cases where the child is being tevei? That's not Beshuas. Mona the Abba Biyotcha. You owe a mona to our father. The mona of our father is Biyotcha sitting by you. You always pay back. And the person has the Enlucha Biyotcha Elochemishim. Did her? No, I only owe not 100, but 50. Is Potter. Shum Shukumeshim Aveda. The Chachamim say that he considered Meshav Aveda because he could have denied the whole thing. So, according to Rabbanu, why is Rabbi Shua be'ein shor shachar? Why does Rabbi Shua only say the lacha that your lacha that he's potter? Because there's not ein shor shachar lefanav lefanecha. There's nothing compelling in forcing the question. That's why, since there's this pashas peshehiter. Then you're potter. It sounds like, but if the person's tevei, am I shenu b'shul be'ein shor shachar? I feel a bit shor shachar the fun of nami nami. Even if there is a tevei over here, and he has to respond to it. It's not a peshas of peshiter. Karnav Bana still believe. Via Aliva the Reliezer ben Yaakov kiloi tovel le nami har b'shul boy. Even without a tevei, he says you have to swear. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, less than Meshav Aveda Potter.
I mean, why can't we say that, okay, here's another Shita, Yeshua has his own Shita, because we just don't want to create a new machlokas. We don't have to.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're you're asking Rav Shuv, why don't you discuss case A? Let him discuss case B. We're basically saying, let's discuss case B and make up a new shita. Like, why should we do that? So we could, we have no, we know that there's two shitas out there, and maybe the reason why Shuv didn't discuss case B is because he holds like one of those two shitas. So that's why he discussed Karka, not Karka. Yeah, the case of Karka by the father. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, the more I ask the kasha, Rabbi Eliezer less late Meshav Aved is potter. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold Meshav Aved is potter. Some more answer between our kotter. Now, what's this Meshav Aved that the more is asking from? So I told you that it's an extremely compelling migu. The person had a total option of denying the whole thing, and he chose instead to give something back. Whatever he's giving back is almost saving it from being lost, because he totally, fully could have denied it very easily. And if he chose not to, that's of the graciousness of his heart. He's going to make Shem Avedu. So it's a very strong migu. That's how Tosis learns. Rashi does not learn like that. Tosis doesn't like it. Less than Meshav Aved is Potter in a Shua. Bitzamiyah. On the count of the Rabbanon, he even said this Gittin. It's a Mishnah in Gittin. She's simply talking about Mamash, the case of Aved. Chomer Mesakin. What's the Messiah? Lo Yeshav and Tikkun Oil. Okay, so Reuben finds a wallet. It has returns it to $1,000, and the owner of the wallet says $1,000. There's $2,000 in there. You stole $1,000. He says, no, it was only $1,000. Oh, okay. So he's going to mix this. Swear. Like, you know, whoa. I'll never turn to return an Aveda again. Like, that's what's going to happen. He said, look, he doesn't have to swear. So Rashi is learning that Morris Kasha was from the Sichana de Rabbana. Tosis proves that the Morris Kasha here was on a Deraisa level, not on the Rabbana level. Not like Rashi. But Rashi says, okay, so Rav Lez Miyako agrees to, so let's apply that Yesoid to over here. The point of Maitim Tzia is the person totally could have went in his own way, not gotten involved. He got involved, you can't dump a shoe on him, because then people are not going to be motivated to want to return, which is properly that was his proper. So this scenario, so the person could totally not get involved and deny the whole thing, and he chose to, as we were getting involved, and admit to something. So we want to have the tikkun of a better place, the pater. If Rav Yaakov is being mechayev him a shua, even though there is no teveya, I mean the chara, that's mamash meishav aveda, and so Rav Yaakov says chayev, so he told meishav aveda has to swear. The child was not teveya. The person could have totally went on his own way and not made any mention of the whole thing. He came to be honest, as it were, and said, you know, yeah, I owed some money. I borrowed $100, I pay back $50, I owe you $50. No. I swear, maybe really you owe $100. And I'm a Meshav Aved, I didn't say a word. So why would Lezman Yaakov not hold the Kano should apply in this situation? So our answer is with Tana Kotten. So what do you mean? He's brought Tana Keshet the Kotten, Mishti B'Shuas. So our answer is that he's a Gadol. Which is okay if he's a Gadol. So Tana Zacherimu. My problem to come are my Tana Zatzim. He says, there are times a person swears Tana Zatzim. It's not Tana Zatzim. It's not a case that there are, and there's no problem. There's no cases like that. So the Mora says, every case is Tanis Achem Hador Zatzma. So the Mora says, Ella, Bid Arabic Mephlegi. So what's the Ella? So, okay, fine. So now, so the more is saying, you said that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov told me a case that the cotton is being tevayah. Rav Mishnah told me a case where the cotton was not tevayah. And therefore, Rav Mishnah, Rav Shua was, we could have said that case if Shua was miter.
Who's talking about the case where cotton isn't tevayah?
No, no, no. The more was suggesting that Rav Shua could have said a case in the Mishnah where the cotton, but there was no tevayah at all. The more first says the Chaz not like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The more says Rav Elazar ben Yaakov was talking about a case where the cotton was tevayah. That's when he has to swear. If the cotton's not tevayah, Rav Shua says he doesn't have to swear. That would be the case we would say in the Mishnah. It cannot be a case that the cotton is tevayah. The more says so. The more actually learns that the Ella is we could say such a case. The case was that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov was that he was being tevayah, the cotton was being tevayah. With the kasha l'cha, and you were then asked on that any point al tanis cotton. The answer is honey milik b'shatayin cotton, and he the sati l'cha. The child is making a claim that you owe me directly for the actions that I did. Krok siv ki tenisha reyu. The parsha, which is Machayev, the din of Shmuel is from a case where there was an ish al re'eyu, so it means it had to be a gadol. B'loy katan. V'achiyol al b'shuas. That's the more learns out that the turn of katan doesn't have to swear. Avachah shabu b'tanis aviv. Over there, you don't apply the rule that any shpoyin b'tanis katan, and he would have to swear. Rabbanu pligi yalei. Rabbanu argue on Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. I feel a b'tana gadol. They argue, well, to make sure Aveda that Hashem is Aveda is true. Even my case where the child is a gadol. The Karla Meishav Aveda and the considered Meishav Aveda. With Rabbi Kamiflik, they're arguing in the application of Rabbi's conversation to this scenario. So, Rashi learned in the Gemara, we're back to the original question that there's nothing stopping Rabbi Shua to say this case in the Mishnah. So, I could have said this case in the Mishnah. Okay. Even the child is cotton in a meis. Okay, so therefore he doesn't have an option of denying totally. So there's no migu. Okay, so he has to swear. Now, but Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, "Pardon me, the person Ishmael Tanis Atzmai." It's not Tanis Atzmai, it's Tanis Katan. Currently, Tanis Atzmai, Mishum, the Tanis Katan, Ba'alma, less than Mishosha. Since in general, a Tanis Katan does not have any weight in Bezdin, so even though this case it does, because he's claiming for the father as opposed to his own, but it's saying, it ends up basically saying a person will swear, and it's something which normally is not the time is not significant in this situation, you have to swear. But the Chachamim say, Abba Benoi Bey is a filo who gadol, even if the child is a gadol. But since it doesn't know about it, so I should learn that the main issue over here is if the nitva knows that the surveyor knows the truth. So he's going to go to Bezdin and he's going to admit, he deny it to the guy's face, but we know the other party knows the truth. He wouldn't do that. Smakir b'shikra. So a case where it's a child, so the child is not necessarily makir b'shikra, so maybe he would be made upon him in that situation. Okay, I want to point out over here a few fascinating verses. It was mentioned to the bottom Tosfos over here says Rashi in Baba Kama says because the fellow did him a favor. So Tosfos doesn't like that because that's true by case of Halvor, by case of Pekodin. where Arab he did the fellow a favor, Yishar Machinim. So the Nifkad did the Mafkad a favor. So in that situation, according to Rashi's thought process, the Nifkad has an option of being kafar ko. And when the Nifkad is mother mixes, he shripotter with a migul. So he says that that's not true. So the Pratosa says that the point of Enome is part of Bichnei Balchoyboy, it's either the person that is not comfortable denying, it's the face of somebody who knows that he's lying, or being covered cold is still, you're saying it's comfortable, it's not as comfortable as being mother mixes. Okay, that's what Tosfos learns. Now, the next Tosfos in Chesam Abayis gives the following. Rabbi Sakash, do you have to swear? There's a chazak enemy that's one of them. So why do you have to swear? He has a migu. More answers, no, he doesn't have a migu because he's not comfortable. Enemy is one of the chazak. So you asked your question, you gave your answer. Right? So what's the kula boy delay? What's the second half of this conversation? Why do we need the second half of Rabbah? We asked the kasha, give her a text. So I told Tosis learned that the Morris kasha was that use that chazaka. Now that you introduce a chazaka, the chazaka now should be to his benefit by case of a benefit mixes. So let's go into the case of Kerfer Ko. So the person wouldn't have the chutzah to be made is panah. That's the chur why a Kerfer Ko is potter. Because if he's denying it, probably it's true, because if it wasn't true, he wouldn't have the chutzah to do it. Right? So before the Mora knows the difference between a Kerfer Ko and a benefit mixes. So the case of money mixes also, if he owes money and denying it, it's trying to chutzpah. So he, if he's saying only was 50, he probably says the truth, because he wouldn't have the chutzpah to deny it. So why does he have to swear? That's what Tosfos learns in the Morris Kasha. Rashi and Bamatzia learns the Morris Kasha totally different. That the Morris is introducing a separate issue. That there's a discussion in the Morris whether chashad hamamana is chashad hashuvasa. Right. So what's the purpose of a shua? Because we want the person, the real goal of a shua is, if the person's lying, we say, well, but he'll back down before he makes a shua. So what we're saying basically, even the person would be willing to deny the money and not pay the money that he owes, and be choshed him a mamona, that he might be lying and trying to keep money which is not his. But he wouldn't swear. I mean, if just even though we're chayshed you that you're willing to take money improperly, we're not chayshed you that you're going to swear falsely, and therefore a shua makes sense. But if you hold chayshed amana chayshed ashuasa, in the same way we're chayshed that this person will take money which is not his, so he might swear falsely also. So what's the purpose of the shua? It doesn't. It's not going to compel him to admit. And when he swears, we don't say, "Wow, now he knows the truth." No, he's the same way we're worried the guy's going to steal, but he's worried he's going to swear falsely also. So, what's the purpose of the shul? So the more the Rashi, the more kasha is if Rab is saying chashanah to chashanah shuwasu, and therefore, it's, at first glance, the purpose of the shul does not make any sense. The more answers is because there's a third option. Not that he's a chashanah minor, he's not going to steal. He's this trying to buy himself time, which he doesn't have a right to, but he's not a gadiv in his mind. So that person who's not really bona fide chashad amamayna, because we're chashad that the problem here is that he's trying to, you know, find some excuse to pay later, but really he wants to pay the money. By him, the shul will be effective. Because he wouldn't swear falsely, because that's the either or. There's no buying time over there, and that's the Morris Teretz. So that's how Rashi learns the Morris Kasha and Morris Teretz and Bum and See. And Tosfos doesn't like that because the Gemara comes out that chashman or lo chashan shavasa. So why would Rabbi be going like that opinion? That's you know, that's Tosis's problem learning the pshat like Rashi. That's what Tosis the way learns the way he learns. So Rashi learns we're introducing a whole new element of chashan or chashan shavasa. Tosis at the end just says, so but we know that a person's chashan or mona is possible for edus. So Gazan can't be an aid because of Christian, you know, because he might he swear he might testify falsely. So as soon as in edus and shua, there's no shua in edus in the Dinei Torah. Right. The halacha is that an aid of circle shua is an aid. So they say the only reason why we believe you because you swear means you don't have a status of an aid. You know, why do we believe the aid of the witness? Because I swear it's not true. If that would be true in the halacha, he would not be a good aid. If you don't trust him on his own, Satoshi says that shua, like the Gemara says in shua, is the whole world shook by Lossi, so that people take that as an extremely charmadic thing. So a Gazan, even a Gazan, Tosis says Mikra din deraisa would be kosher for sure. We're just not going to let him swear Mirabonin. But for Edus he's possible deraisa because Edus is not as common to people as a shua. That's why the American court makes him swear. I mean, I don't know, that was, I'm sure what the status is, but you know, to understand that they understand that once upon a time when people believed in the Bible, right? So swearing was worse than just testifying alone.